Welcome to the Poultry Health Today podcast, where we talk all health, all the time. Hear engaging interviews with today's leading industry experts. Hosted by Poultry Health Today editors, podcast episodes highlight the latest ideas, insights, and advice to improve poultry health, welfare, performance, and food safety.
Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Dr. Claude Hebron. He is a turkey veterinarian at Prestige Farms in North Carolina. Great to see you, Claude.
Great to see you, Joe. Thank you.
Now, when I was looking through the AAAP program, your title of your presentation really stood out. It was with an exclamation point, "I see liver spots." So I guess at the risk of asking the obvious, what exactly were you seeing? You must have been on the processing floor.
Well, actually, Joe, I think Prestige, I came into Prestige in the middle of 2016. So the liver spots were being seen by the plant and production for a good year and a half before I got there. And when I came in, the condemnation was really an issue. And I, as a new veterinarian, had to kind of look at all aspects of what was causing these spots. And so I went through the process of looking from the live production standpoint and seeing what the liver spots were consisting of, what pathology was showing, and also going into the plant and looking at hundreds and hundreds of livers and the spots and trying to put together some type of a story or some type of a plan to see what I could do not only to control what was going on, but to get everybody's story straight. And that was part of the frustration is the plant was kind of going, well, this is a live production problem. And I was kind of looking at it from a standpoint of the USDA seeing spots and then their inspectors seeing spots. And it was becoming very subjective.
And I want to get into your investigation, but let's start in reverse. Let's start on the processing floor.
Sure.
Tell me more about liver spots. I realize that they can cause condemnations. What is USDA's concern about liver spots in turkeys?
So the USDA's primary responsibility, of course, is food safety and flock health. So if the spots are primarily just on the livers, like if it was a granuloma type issue, then it's really an easy call to make. The livers just get condemned.
And when you say granuloma specifically, what do you mean?
I mean more of an inflammatory type process in the liver that's usually caused by a bacteria versus a virus. And if we were dealing with some kind of a tumor or something of that nature on the liver, it would look different, and you would also have to go through the diagnostics to prove that it was either bacteria versus a viral source.
And this would lead to the condemnation of the whole carcass?
Right, exactly. So, and part of the issue is that when we're dealing with a viral flock health issue, the USDA takes a different role in that because it could be the whole bird versus just the localized liver. As if you have a bacterial granuloma type issue, then we know that that's localized. But if you're dealing with something like any kind of a tumor type situation, then the USDA, and it's subjective, they can kind of make a call where, well, we need to see if the inspectors are starting to see spots, then we need to slow the line down so they can make sure to define it. Mm-hmm. And then at that point in time, if they feel other things need to be condemned, subjectively, they can make that call, because this is a flock health problem and not a localized issue.
So at the 2019 AAAP, you presented a case history involving more than 400 flocks. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. So the 400 flocks were over a three-year period, and how each flock was determined to be positive is primarily what the plant management did in the plant by determining, the USDA would determine if they're starting to see spots, and then we would take 100 random livers off the line and have somebody look at them and count spots on the livers. And when it got over 20%, they would consider that a positive flock as far as the farm itself. And so that was really the only way that we could positively identify it because we weren't really finding the spots out in the field because we were seeing a lot of worms, especially in guts and everything else while we were posting birds out in the field. And then in the plant as well, when we'd see livers with spots on it, we'd cut open the guts and there'd be some worms in there too. So again, that was my first inclination that we might have been dealing with an ascarid issue. You know, we were using a lot of the same dewormer for a long time, and I think there was a little bit of a resistance issue going on. And part of some of the things that we were doing to try and figure out if it was just a worm issue was to clean out houses regularly, change our deworming program, but we were still seeing liver spots. And I think that the reason that was happening is because a lot of times if there's an infestation of ascarid eggs, they're always on the either on the surface or a little bit under the surface. So if you're cleaning out, you're actually just kind of opening up the making it a little bit worse as far as infection, because the eggs could be in the environment, and even when you're putting litter back in or cleaning the floors down, the eggs might still be in the house. And you can't really get rid of the eggs unless you burn them. Because, yeah, it's 165 degrees, and that's kind of when you can get rid of eggs. So they're very resilient. And so, you know, that was frustrating as well, because you're spending all this money and everything else trying to control the disease that you think, you know, as far as being management, proactive, and is doing that part, and not seeing the results after spending all that money. But then we were kind of learning a little bit more about some of the deworming protocols that we were using. And also spending time in the plant, kind of looking at the spots over and over and seeing that, and going to other plants too, because I went to some other plants to see if they had spots on the livers, and lo and behold, they did. The spots are still there sporadically, but again, the rules are a little different because we both know, USDA and plant management knows kind of what we're dealing with. So we pretty much understand that if there is an issue with the livers, that they will get condemned, but nothing else will get condemned, and that makes a little bit better, or that's better from a condemn standpoint. But we're always kind of investigating from a standpoint of if the, you know, spots are still, if they start getting increasing at any one time, then we take an initiative to look at our deworming program, maybe change it, and see if they're still there. Because we do light hands and heavy hands and whole bird, during Thanksgiving, we package the livers and some of the other products as jibs. Sure. So it becomes, you know, part of our whole package.
So based on your experience and your really long and detailed investigation, what advice do you have for the rest of the industry?
Well, the first thing that I can suggest is if there is any kind of an issue, especially with condemnation initially, everybody really should sit down at the table and figure out exactly what everybody is kind of thinking is going on, and to really have a regular, constant communication with the powers that are involved, so that you kind of know what's going on, and you might even, you know, be able to find the solution a lot sooner than you think, just by the aspect of communicating. And as far as, you know, as far as dewormers go, I can tell you that rotating is your best option as far as really kind of understanding. In my case, with the liver spots and everything else, that was something else that we definitely have done on a regular basis. But those are the two main things.
And it sounds like you've had to have a lot of conversations with the USDA inspectors, and that can be a delicate process. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a lot of experience. You got to keep a cool head. What advice do you have for other veterinarians in the industry who are in the processing plant? What's the best way to deal with these USDA folks?
Yeah, I mean, they have weekly meetings, and being involved as much with, you know, any of the official meetings, that's always a good, because you know what's going on the plant at that point in time. Having a good relationship with the USDA staff in your plant is ideal. And if you can have that happen, that's the best option.
It all comes down to relationships.
Absolutely.
We've been talking to Claude Hebron. He is a turkey veterinarian for Prestige Farms in North Carolina. It's been a great conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for listening to the Poultry Health Today podcast. To get the latest news and interviews delivered to your inbox twice a week, subscribe to our e-newsletter by visiting poultryhealthtoday.com/join.